Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast. The Force is strong with you all. And remember, Sith Wars.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk all things Star Wars. My name is Colin.
I'm Ray.
And we're here to talk about
pickles.
First was green beans, now it's pickles. Make up your mind.
Did I say green beans last time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did. It's been like so long.
Yes, it has been a couple of weeks. We're back. Our schedules have aligned. The stars have aligned. Speaking of stars, there's also wars going on. Star Wars, we're back. And there's a decent, I think we'll dive deeper into these topics, but you've got the new Mando and Grogu movie coming out officially in 2026. It starts filming in June of this year.
And we have a logo. I can't even say it seriously.
It's not the actual logo, and I can't stress this enough, because for the people that are watching us on other streaming platforms, this is what it looks like.
For those who are listening, it is literally the Mandalorian logo
just added, and
Grogu underneath,
right.
In green.
But here's the thing, though. That's not the official logo for it. That it's not being posted on any of the official Star Wars pages. It's just fan art. That's all it is, really. So I just can't stress that enough, because I keep seeing people sharing saying it's the official logo. It is not, unless it comes off from the official Star Wars page. So
I really hope it's not real. I hope it wasn't something, because there is a slim possibility that it could be like leaked art kind of a thing.
Yeah,
but yes. I really hope it's not. Yeah. And someone just slapped it together, because it does look slapped together, no offense to the artist, but
And then we also got the news about Epic Games and Disney teaming up to make this giant game there, which we'll dive deeper into that, but basically it's the same people who made Fortnite, and then they're doing like a multiverse thing where you can be different characters from your favorite Disney movie, and from Indiana Jones, Marvel, Star Wars, like all the big Disney franchise, I guess, different projects are going to be into one game. It feels like a Ready Player game in a way, but yeah, there's that. And then the amazing news, I put in the caption here, Harrison Dula, because we're getting Vanessa Marshall on the show, which is so exciting because she's fantastic. And we can't wait to talk more about that here in a bit. But let's start with the Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
Yeah. So this is... I remember at Celebration, I believe, that they were saying that it was that the Mandalorian series was going to culminate in a Mandalorian movie. Is there another season before the movie coming out, or is this
the season? So you've got Ahsoka season two, which was confirmed with the news of this movie a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Season four has been written. We know that by Jon Favreau, because he has come out and stated that. And
so this is season five.
We don't, again,
quote unquote,
we don't know. We have no idea. Just because there's a lot that's happening. There's a lot happening behind the scenes. And then also you have the passing of Carl Weathers, which is a huge blow to the community and just and to the entertainment industry altogether. And Grieve Cargo was a great character. So now going forward, it's like, how are we going to fill in those shoes, which you really can't because, again, he was a legend. So I'm curious of what they're going to do going forward with that. Are they going to rewrite the script? My dream is for the next time that we see, you know, the Mandalorian and Grogu and they go to Navarro, that you know how they used to have the statue
mm-hmm.
of where it was IG-11 or yep. whatever. Take that down and then put up a statue of the character Grieve Karga. And then that way you're honoring Carl Weathers, but also you're honoring that character. And then you can have the backstory of the, like the pirates came back or the Empire tried taking over and Grieve Karga, he fell during that battle defending the town. Or just something really heroic to honor that character.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then I just remember when we found out the news and then a couple of us were over at Disney Springs over in Orlando because some of us went to MegaCon and I'll talk about that experience because that was fun. But they had a bunch of Grief Karga action figures like up on the wall and there were a bunch of them. And I was just like, and then it started to slowly hit me. So rest in peace to that legend because he was just a phenomenal actor and he and his character was just fantastic. And he also directed a couple episodes.
Oh,
well.
Yeah, I remember
so,
that.
Yeah, so absolutely. But yeah. Yeah, so that movie's coming out in 2026. They start filming in June of this year.
If they stay with what they had originally said that it's going to culminate in a movie, then the movie would be the fifth season, quote unquote.
Of what you say is true from a certain point of view. Because we don't know. We honestly don't know.
I mean, things could have changed.
Yes. But there has been a lot of change in the past. Like, for example, we were supposed to get the Rogue Squadron movie. We were supposed to get Rangers of the New Republic and all that stuff. And that's not happening anymore. And then the actress, the actress who played Cara Dune, I can't pronounce her name because of my speech impediment, but she is now suing Disney, which nobody is a whole thing.
Nobody goes against the mouse and wins.
No.
It
will be interesting, and I'll just leave it at that. I was very surprised, and she was at MegaCon, which also surprised me. She was in around the same area as the other actors from The Mandalorian.
Do we know what she's suing for?
For getting fired.
So that would be unlawful unemployment?
Yes.
I guess I wonder, because I know we're in Michigan, and Michigan is an at-will state, so a company can fire you and they don't have to provide a reason.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I don't know, like if, like in terms of like a big thing like Disney,
yeah.
if they would be going off of like whatever laws are in California.
I'm thinking so. I mean, again, we're not experts on this, so no. I'm not going to act like we are.
But I'm a lawyer.
Oh.
I went to law school.
I don't know if this is a bit or not, but I don't believe you.
I went to a fake college, okay? You and I both know this.
Yes. But yeah, so that's currently happening, but that's not really going to affect season 4, season 5 or the movie coming out. But either way, that movie's going to be great. I was hoping it was going to come out next year. Just because it was kind of advertised that way, just a tiny bit, because it's like, you know, you've got all these other movies coming out in 2026. Now you're adding the Mandalorian and Grogu to that mix. So now you're going to have a big slate for 2026.
Do we have a release date for the next season of Mando?
Nope. Nope. There's no release date for Ahsoka either. I mean,
well, Ahsoka is more of a recent announcement.
Right. I'm thinking it's probably going to come out in 2025 because you've also got Andor season 2, which is coming out in 2025. And then this year you've got Bad Batch, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, which is super exciting. And then you have the Tales of the Jedi season 2. You have Acolyte and you have Skeleton Crew. And then you have the game Star Wars Outlaws. So you have all that happening still this year. And possibly the game Hunters, who knows? And then you have 2025 marks the 20th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith. So that's going to be a big year for that. And then after that, you have Andor season 2, and then possibly other shows, probably. Yeah, because you got Andor season 2, you have Ahsoka season 2 most likely, and then you probably have some other shows that haven't been announced yet. Yeah. So
we have a comment asking if defamation is one of the reasons she's suing. That I don't know. I mean, if you find a good enough lawyer, you could sue for anything. But I don't know. I don't recall Disney making a statement about her more that just she was being let go. They weren't, well, it wasn't even let go. They weren't renewing her contract. So I don't know if that would, if she would qualify for defamation because they didn't say anything about her character.
I'm letting you lead this because I don't know. I don't know anything.
I've looked into defamation lawsuits. I don't think, because for defamation somebody has to say something that say something provably false about you that impacts your life negatively. So if like somebody made a lie about you and you lost your job because of it,
okay,
that could be defamation.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like there's some people saying, oh, I saw this guy's name on Jeffrey Epstein's list, and if it's not there, that person can sue for defamation because they're making up harmful lies about, which makes journalism something that is like pretty, you got to be pretty careful with the things that you say because you don't want to be sued for defamation.
Oh, okay. She's suing because she claims that her I'm not gonna read that because I don't think that's right. It's fine. We'll just leave it at she's suing Disney.
It's a mess.
We've made it fine. But yeah, and I'm excited for the future with Mandalorian. I didn't like how season 3 ended because of like of the circle closing around Grogu, and then they did that for Indiana Jones. Like I liked it, but I didn't like that they did it twice in one year
with the Amazon chair.
Yes,
Mandalorian chilling in the Amazon right. chair.
But they also did that for Indiana Jones 5 of where they had the silhouette like closing in on the hat. They did the same thing with Grogu where it closed on Grogu like eating the frog. Yeah, so.
Is that the only reason you don't like it? Because it had a bad transition ending?
It's not like I didn't like it. It was more like it felt like an ending, but we know it's not the ending. Because of it felt like it was closing like the entire series. Yeah. And in a way.
You could say that about anything.
Yeah, I know. But this ending was like, you know, here's Mandalore, you know.
And he's then, got a house.
Yeah.
He's all happy living in the country.
He's all happy. Yeah.
You know, good for him.
No.
Good on him. He earned a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he earns some fresh air. So take the helmet off and just live your life, bro.
But that's not how. That's not the way.
He was raised in a cult.
So were the Jedi.
Oh, and look how they turned out.
Listen, just because one guy didn't go see a therapist, that does not reflect on all the Jedi. I'm just saying.
No, because he killed them all.
He didn't kill all of them. He killed some of them, but not all of them.
Because he didn't go to therapy. Call your therapist. That's what we learned from Star Wars, is call your therapist.
If you're having issues of any kind or like any problems, just
call your therapist.
There you go.
Not everybody needs therapy.
This is the way.
Yes. Everybody should see that. Yeah. Should see a therapist.
and then another news, we've got we have Epic Games and Disney that have teamed up. Now this is not a like a, I think people are excited, but I don't think the understanding is really there. They spent over like $1 billion on this.
Wow. Okay.
Like on this team up, like in general, and they're doing this giant game, right? To where from the trailer, it looks like they are, they're doing a Fortnite, because Epic Games is Fortnite. And basically what they want to do is they want to do a, as advertised from the trailer, it looks like it's a Ready Player One type game, to where you can be your own character, or you can be a character that you love, like Elsa or Indiana Jones or Max Rebo. I don't know about Max Rebo. I'm just kind of putting out in the universe, because I would love to play Max
Rebo. I would laugh hysterically if they included him.
Yeah. Yes.
I could see him doing it for the bit. Commit to the bit.
Yes. Just keep it going. But yeah, so there's that happening, which is super, super exciting. And basically, you'll be able to travel across the multiverse, and then you can see characters from like from the MCU, from you know, your favorite Disney movie, Star Wars movie, Indiana Jones, any other like franchise that Disney owns, so maybe Percy Jackson, and then you can just kind of travel around, go on missions, you know, hang out with friends online. That's basically of what the game's been advertised. There's no release date for it yet, but I don't know. I'm excited. I think it would be great. I know the top comments were, where's Star Wars Battlefront 3? Which is funny, because, you know, they're not wrong. Where is Star Wars Battlefront 3? I want Star Wars Battlefront 3. I know you're not a gamer, but do you want Star Wars Battlefront 3?
Sure.
All right, there you go. Where's Star Wars Battlefront 3?
It's in the abyss.
But if they were to make a game, I mean, with this game coming out, and let's say they add Sabe, like kind of customization stuff in there, would that be the thing where you're like, all right, I'm becoming a PC gamer, I'm gonna buy my own PC, I'm gonna game?
I can't buy a separate computer just for that.
Okay, how about a PlayStation or Xbox?
That's so much money.
But think about all the fun that you'll have.
If it comes out on Switch, I will check out a Switch from my library and play it on that.
You can rent gaming systems at the library now?
I know you can rent a Switch at
times have changed.
The one I work at. You might. I guess I don't know. There might be a PlayStation.
Why is there a gaming system? This is not family video.
Because you can check out games at the library.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes. We have Switch games. We have PlayStation.
This is not.
We have PlayStation 4 and 5. World. We have Xbox and Xbox One.
You're joking.
Wii U.
How much does it cost to rent it?
It's free. It's a library.
Right. Okay.
You just need a card.
That's wild. Wow. Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
The library is an awesome place.
but if you look close in the trailer too, I think there's one shot where it's in space, and you don't really see the real shape of the ship that's flying in space. But if you look closely, the engines match up with the Star Speeder from Star Tours. So if you can fly that, sign me up. Because me and RX-24 are going to travel across the galaxy together. It's going to be dope. That would be so much fun. Light speed to Endor.
Yeah.
Classic. Don't act like you don't know what Star Tours is.
I know what Star Tours is. First time I wrote it, I was the rebel spy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I was with Craig and a couple of our other friends, and we walked up and we sat down, and our friend Andrew was like, so like, how do you get rebel spy? Like, is it around a thing? I'm like, hey, watch this. And a cast member walks by, and like, and I'm putting my seatbelt on. And I'm like, man, I really hope I get rebel spy this time. That would be really cool. And then all of a sudden, like 2 minutes later, my face popped on the screen. And then Craig just looks at me and he's like, you're such a nerd. And then, and I'm like,
you know, Vader comes, he's like, you have this rebel spy. And then the picture flashes and we all just kind of look. And then my mom's like, that's you. And I'm like, how'd they get a picture of me? I was like, so confused.
Did they go on Instagram? Like, what happened? Yeah, but yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Speaking of which, before we get to the Vanessa Marshall stuff, I wanted to thank all of our Patreon users. Thank you so much for hopping on and listening to us every time that we post something. So we wanted to give a shout out to Hayden H, Darth Ace One, Liam M, Chris Simpson, Kevin L, Devin M, Drew Peters, Zach, of course.
Fenrir 526.
Thank you. And Maya Morris and Maka Tautala. I hope I said that right. And I should know this because
I like how you just totally abandoned using the first initial of the last name.
Yeah.
And just said some of them and then not others.
Well, I'm trying. Okay.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Oh, thank you. So on February 17th on the podcast live, we're going to be having Vanessa Marshall, who plays Harrison Dula from Star Wars Rebels, including the Bad Batch.
Woohoo!
I'm excited because she is a phenomenal actress and she brought this wonderful character to life. And she's Phoenix Leader. Like, that character was just fantastic in Star Wars Rebels. And then when she reprised her role in the first season of The Bad Batch, I was blown away. I was so excited because we saw her and then, I guess, young Chopper, but, you know, droids age.
Don't
but
age.
They, well, like, they're like, number and age gets, you know, it goes higher, but they don't like physically age, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're kind of immortal because they're robots.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
From a certain point of
view. From every point of view.
Yes, I know. But yeah, so we're super excited to have her on. She will be on at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on February 17th. Mark your calendars. We'll be going live, so have your questions ready. But yeah, we're super pumped about that.
Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting stuff. Have you been doing anything Star Wars related recently in your life? Or?
I have not. I am actually, so I probably said this before, I work at a theater. Doing costumes, and I am costuming two shows right now, so a lot of my sewing time has been going to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I haven't really done a whole lot of Star Wars costuming, but I am on the hunt right now for fabric to build my own Senatorial Leia dress. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really nervous because it looks stressful. But because it's so deceptive because it looks like it's just a simple dress.
Yeah.
But it's like self-lined and there's no shoulder seams and it's just a lot. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there. So, yeah, it's I'm going to buy some bed sheets and make up some drafts.
Okay.
And then see what happens.
Well, there you go. There you go.
But yeah, that one's coming.
There you go. I spent 5 hours last night after our commentary, and I just lash hooked for like 5 hours.
Is that like soothing or frustrating?
It is soothing. It really is. So I think the key is to find something to kind of play in the background to like kind of pass the time. So when I first started, I was watching The Sopranos. So I watched that show. And then I got done with it. And then I was trying to find the next one. And then West Wing, I kept hearing good things about that. And it's about the president and his staff. So I was like,
yeah,
you know what?
I was like, I don't know why it took me so long to process what one you were talking about.
So I just started watching that, and it's good to have something in the background. But yeah, no, it's been fun and soothing. We're having a latch hooking party here coming up to where some of our friends are coming over, and they're gonna help out.
Oh, it's group latch hooking.
Yeah. That's what true friends do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Help with your insanely weird projects.
Hey, listen, it's going to be cool and you know it.
Yes. But you got to admit, latch hooking hair onto a mesh bodysuit is a little weird.
Yes, it is.
But you do it for the art.
You do it for the art. Absolutely. So speaking of, you know, exciting stuff, I went to MegaCon this past weekend and I had the chance to meet Cameron Monaghan, who played Cal Kestis in Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor, and that was pretty cool because Josh Anderson, who's on this podcast, and I are really big friends of the game, so the fact that we got to take a picture with him was super, super cool. He was super nice, even though it was a very short meeting. But then I also got to meet Anthony Daniels, and he signed my C-3PO head, which was pretty cool. I was pretty pumped because I was told that it was going to be hard for me to get that done in time because I 3D printed all that stuff within like a 4-day span.
Oh my gosh.
And I was painting the head the day before we had a fly
out. Oh my gosh. So talk about a con crunch.
Yeah, but it turned out great and I was pretty excited. I think the paint could be better, but it's hard to find that paint, but it's good for a display piece. And then I've also got the actual glowing eyes that I got off of Etsy, and I'm going to install them. And then that way you just press a button and then the lights turn on and stuff. So yeah. So I was very excited about that. And then our friend Christian, also on the podcast, came in, surprised myself and Hunter, and we were blown away because we haven't seen Christian since Dragon Con. So we were all kind of like, oh, okay, this is happening. Well, I haven't seen him since Dragon Con. I know Hunter hasn't seen him since that last voyage of theirs on the Halcyon. But the fact that we got to hang out with Christian and our friend Sai and everyone else was just amazing because I loved MegaCon, but there was also something special that I went to for the first time, and that would be Mosh Eisley. That was fantastic.
Are those swimmies?
Yes. And if you look closely on the floaties, it says, I can't swim in Erebus.
I love that so much.
I had a lot of people come up to me and they were just like, oh, that's fantastic. And then I was like, yeah, I can't swim. This is great.
It's just that vine. Happy birthday, Raven. I can't swim.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had a great time.
Is that a punk stormtrooper helmet?
That's Craig. Craig made that.
Of course it's Craig.
Craig Hobbs. Shout out to him because he was super pumped about that. And then we tried to surprise Hunter. I'm telling him that we had a big surprise for him. And then Craig was like, I can't wait anymore. So he just posted like online. And then we went out with Hunter and stuff. And It's just our entire crew, because this crew right here was the main one that we all went to Galaxy's Edge with on May 4th, like last year. And it was fantastic. I really love our friend group that we have. And every time that we all get together, it's like no time has passed. And it's just fun. It's a great time.
Just a bunch of nerds being nerds.
Just a bunch of nerds being nerds. But yeah, that's really it for this week. And we're excited to move forward and see what happens with Star Wars just within these next couple of weeks, because we've got the third and final season of The Bad Batch, which It's premiering with the first three episodes. So that's exciting.
And hopefully we'll get a logo for Mandalorian and Grogu.
Yeah, an official one.
That isn't super lazy.
Oh boy. Well, there you go. There
sorry,
you go.
Not sorry.
You can find us on There we go. You can find us on Instagram at Star Stuff Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Stuff Pod. You can also find us on Threads, Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Go support us on Patreon at Star Wars Stuff Podcast 2187. You can also find us on TikTok, search Star Wars Stuff Podcast. And go email us at starstuffpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, Star Wars Stuff Group, and Star Wars Stuff Podcast page. We're on Twitch, Star Wars Stuff Gaming. Go on Apple Podcasts. Go on Spotify. Give us a rating. 5 stars would be great. We would love to hear your feedback because that helps us grow as a podcast. We're also, we also have a website designed by the wonderful Ray, StarWarsStuffPodcast.com, and so much more. Is there anything you want to leave us on?
No.
I don't know why I was that.
It's the drama.
May the force be with you.
Always.
Maybe.
Sometimes.